Yeah, no, we. I can explain a little bit about Indonesian slang words nowadays, usually spoken by teenagers nowadays. So we cannot translate literally because it is not root words anymore. For example, anjay, antrit, anjay, anjing. Those 1, 2, 3, those three words are derived from the word anjing. Anjing means dog. In Bahasa Indonesia, if you say dog to a person, it means negative. But nowadays, most of teenagers, especially in Jakarta, the word anjay, antrit, anjay, anjing, it means like to say wow, yeah, to admire something, to admire someone, or to express the feelings of I mean it, surprise, yeah. So anjay, bagus banget baju lu. Anjay means the intonation anjay. It's a long sound. Anjay, bagus banget baju lu means that wow, what a nice shirt you have, yeah. So we do not we cannot translate dog. What a nice shirt you have, yeah. It doesn't sound in English if you say dog, what a nice shirt you have. But if I translate into English, anjay means wow. Because anjay here is not translated, it is the meaning of anjay here is not literally, it's not a dog, yeah. But the expression for teenagers nowadays, to say, to express the feeling of surprise. Wow means anjay, bagus banget baju lu. Yeah, so we have to think first the context, yeah, the context of the sentence. Anjay, it derives from the word anjing in English, dog, but anjay here is not a negative expression anymore, but if I translate into English, it means wow, yeah. Okay, the second one's the same meaning, anjrit, anjrit, yeah. Anjrit, kaget gua. Anjrit, kaget gua means that fuck, I'm so shocked. So you express that you are so shocked means that anjrit, kaget gua. Anjrit. Jing, kaget gua. Or you can change anjrit or anjay here. Anjay, kaget gua. Or anjay, kaget gua. So the word anjay, anjrit, anjay, and anjing is changeable, yeah. You can make anjing here. Anjing, bagus banget baju, yeah. So anjay, anjing, yeah. Means they mean they refers to they refer to an expression to express about the feeling of how do I say? I mean that you are very surprised, yeah. Okay, the third is anjay, lebay banget lu. So this is a humor, or like you are speaking to your friend that means that you say. Overacting means lebay. Yeah, we have here anjay. I can translate into what a shame. Yeah, this is a humorous expression. Anjay, we can translate it into what a shame. Means that lebay, lebay overacting. Yeah, anjay lebay banget lu. Yeah, lebay lu means that what a shame you're overacting. Or you can say, oh girl, oh man, you're overacting. Yeah. So anjay means like an expression to express about your reaction about someone's action, yeah. Okay. Number four, anjing kemana aja lu? Means that you feel a little bit worried or a little bit angry to someone that you've been waiting for so long. So you say anjing kemana aja lu means that oh man where have you been I'm waiting for you so long ya anjing kemana aja lu ya oh man oh girl oh buddy where have you been ya so anjing means we cannot translate literally into English dog where have you been It's not polite in English if we translate anjing in literally into dog. Where have you been? No, but we translate the same context or the same meaning refers to the expression is, oh man, where have you been? Anjing kemana aja lu? Means that you react to someone's coming that you've been waiting for so long. Yeah. So you say anjing kemana aja lu means that, oh man, where have you been? I'm waiting for you so long. Okay, number 5, if the unique one, najis lu. Sometimes you can say this sentence or this expression while speaking to your friend, humorous, yeah, humorous expressions. Najis lu, shame on you. Or you can say this if you are angry with someone, means that shame on you. You can say this positive or negative. If you are angry, you can say this, najis lu. If you are making a joke, you can say this, yeah. So shame on you, najis lu. Usually, we can use in humorous expression or if you feel angry with someone, oh, najis lu. Najis lu means shame on you. Okay, the last one is gila. Gila, literally, we translate into crazy. But if we referring to this expression, means that you are very surprised that your friend or a friend of you is very smart of doing something, that you say, gila, otak lu encer banget. Otak means brain. And chair means very smart, so we can translate into wow. Yeah, you're genius man. Wow. So gila is not translated into literally into crazy. You're genius man is not natural in English, but you translate into wow. You're genius man. In Indonesia, usually you will. You will hear or you will listen that someone if someone is expressing about someone's smartness, so you can say gila, otak lu encer banget, means that wow, you're genius man. Yeah, so this is Indonesian slang expressions nowadays, especially for teenagers speaking. So we do not translate anjay, anjrit, anjay, anjing, najis, and gila in literally, but we translate them based on the context. Yeah. So thank you so much. Gunawan Musaribu. I do hope this explanation will make your Indonesian language much better. Thank you.